So I had a client, let's call her Becky. And Becky came to me and said, "Listen, I'm not the type of person who falls in with a narcissist, and I just don't understand what happened." And I said, "Well, what do you mean the type of person?" And Becky said, "Well, I'm fully self-aware. I really feel like I'm totally awake." She said, "I know what I want. I have goals. I have opinions. I have thoughts and feelings. I'm not just some dummy. I'm not someone who doesn't believe that she's capable of having a life. I just don't understand. I'm smart. I read people really well. How is it possible that I got stuck with this person?" And then she said, "It just seemed like it came out of nowhere." She said, "I was going along. I was in this great relationship. And all of a sudden, I started to doubt myself. I started to question my own thoughts and my own feelings. It seemed like it came out of nowhere." She said, "I started to wonder what people's motives were. Why were they doing this or that? What was I going to have to do to repay somebody who did something nice for me? Or why would somebody say this or that? Or what did it really mean?" And then she started to doubt herself. She started to wonder who she even was and what she was doing and whether it was right or wrong. She started to think she was crazy. She said she would ask herself all the time, "Am I going crazy?" But she wasn't going crazy. It turns out Becky was being gaslighted by a toxic narcissist in her life. Can you identify with how Becky was feeling at that time? If you can, then you know you probably have gone through gaslighting. So today at queenbeing.com, we're going to talk about gaslighting and three things that happen to everyone who goes through it, plus a couple of ways that you can deal with it effectively. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and this is Toxic Relationship Rehab, where I help you discover, understand, and overcome toxic relationships in your life. So if you want to take back your life, embrace your power, and become the best possible version of yourself, hit that subscribe button, stick with me, and let's get going. So before we get started, I'm going to share with you a very quick definition of what gaslighting is. And then at the end of the video, I'll leave you a playlist with some additional information on gaslighting and kind of expanding on what it is and how you can deal with it. Gaslighting is a complicated manipulation technique that narcissists use to gain control over you. They want power over you. During gaslighting, the narcissist says and does little things that make you doubt yourself, make you question your own perception. And over the course of time, you begin to actually wonder, as our friend Becky did, if you're crazy. And don't doubt it. Gaslighting is not some cute little buzzword. Gaslighting is literally a form of emotional or psychological abuse that is used against you. People who go through gaslighting have a number of issues that come along with it. And like I mentioned, if you've been in a toxic relationship with a narcissist or anyone else, chances are you may have experienced gaslighting at some point. So the thing is that gaslighting happens in stages, sort of layers, if you will. And today we're going to break down the process for you so you can see it for what it is. While the stages are not always done in order, and they do sometimes overlap, they all create very different states of mind and psychological issues for a person, not to mention emotional issues. So the first stage in this process then is disbelief. It's, are you freaking kidding me? You become shocked. It might feel like just a weird moment in a relationship or like kind of an anomaly, something that just is totally out of the blue, something that you never expect from this person. So little interactions you'll have with this person, whoever they are, will seem kind of weird, kind of strange, but you just kind of blow them off and move on because you figure, oh, it was just a weird situation. That person's not usually like that. Or they come up with some excuse. You'll find yourself wondering what the heck just happened, or you'll think maybe they just snapped for some reason. Maybe you'll be shocked at something they said or something they did, and you'll just go, what? And then you'll kind of let it go. It almost feels like just a fluke the first time. It continues to happen over time. The second stage is called defense. This is when you become very defensive and you start to kind of doubt yourself. You're second guessing everything. You start to wonder if maybe that narcissist is on point. Maybe they're right. Maybe you really are the one to blame. This is around the time that you'll notice the devalue thing starting, where you're getting constantly criticized by this person. And then you start to think, maybe I really am stupid, slow, lazy, boring, whatever it is that they're putting on you. And once again, you are in self-doubt. You start to think, maybe I'm really messed up. Maybe that person's right. Maybe I really do need some help. You might become exhausted just because of the simple insults they're hurling at you or the constant mind games. You might start to feel like you're kind of losing it a little bit. You kind of withdraw socially from other people. You start to just kind of batten down the hatches, so to speak. And if you're anything like I was, you might even promise yourself you're going to make personal changes in order to become whatever it is the narcissist says you're not. You start to lose yourself in this stage. This brings us to stage three, which we'll call depression, because it is at this point that you are fully and completely engulfed in the manipulation. The narcissist is in control of you now. You might not even recognize yourself, and you kind of feel like you're not even really there. You become cut off from your friends. You don't want to talk to people about your relationship because you know something's not right. And it turns out maybe the people around you don't even like the person you're with. They might even start to act like they're worried or they feel sorry for you. And they might treat you like there's really a big problem in this relationship. At this point, you start to think, well, maybe I really need a serious life overhaul. You think maybe I'm having an existential crisis. You kind of hit rock bottom and you think maybe I need to get therapy, or maybe I need to go to the doctor. Maybe something's seriously wrong with me, or maybe I just need to get out of this house. But in any case, you know something's not right and you need help. Well, understanding the gaslighting process is the first step to creating change in your life. Because when you know what you're going through, then number one, you are able to identify those behaviors in this person. And when you see that person using textbook behaviors, well, then it kind of takes the sting out of it a little bit. And then the next thing you have to do, and I'm really sorry to have to tell you this, but if you're going through a toxic relationship with a narcissist, if you're ever going to find peace, you can't live with that person. And ideally, you will have no contact with that person. Now, if you're in a situation where you share children, or this is a person in your extended family and you just can't get away, or maybe you work with them, whatever it is, then you can deal with them using the Grey Rock method. So I'm going to quickly define for you what the Grey Rock method is, because it truly is the very best way to deal with a narcissist who is gaslighting you if you are not able to get away from that person and go no contact, such as in one of the situations I just described, or if you're in a situation where you have to kind of, you know, get your eggs in a row before you're able to leave. And while you're planning to leave or while you're preparing to leave, you can use the Grey Rock method to get through those days or months. The Grey Rock method was created by this person called Skylar, who writes on 180rule.com. As you may know, it's been spread all over the internet by people like myself who believe in this method. And the idea of it is that you use this in order to encourage the narcissist to kind of lose interest in you. And what that means is that as you're going through the process of being gaslighted, rather than reacting the way you might normally react when they say twist a fact or name call or mess with your head, you recognize what they're doing is gaslighting, and then you don't respond or react to it at all. You simply go, oh, that's interesting. So if normally you would scream and act crazy, or you would cry, or you would throw things, don't do any of those things anymore. Just go, oh, okay, I see you. Or nothing. You can say nothing. Now, you're not trying to avoid contact with this person, but anytime they're coming at you with some manipulation or some name calling or games or anything like that, you don't give them what they want, which is your emotional energy. Because in some ways, these people are kind of like vampires when it comes to emotional energy. They want what you got. They want all of it because they need it to survive. It's called narcissistic supply. Now, this is interesting, actually. The original story of how Skylar invented the Grey Rock method, I love this story, actually. I just found it, and I wanted to share it with you. She said, in 2009, I left my psychopathic partner after 25 years, but I didn't understand what was wrong with him. I sat in a sushi bar, lost in confusion, when a tall, athletic man introduced himself. To my own surprise, I instinctively poured out my story to him. This complete stranger listened to my story, and then he explained to me that I was dealing with a malignant narcissist. He advised me, be boring. He told me that his girlfriend would come home each night, begin drinking, and become abusive. They were both professionals who traveled in the same professional circles. He knew that she would stalk him if he broke up with her, and he didn't want to risk the slander and drama which could leak out and damage his professional reputation. She said his solution was to be so boring that she would simply leave him. He declined to go out on evenings and weekends, and he showed no emotional reaction about anything, no interest in anything, and responded with no drama. When she asked him if he wanted to go out to dinner, his reply was, "I don't know." After a few months of no drama, she simply moved out. And Skylar said that she chose the words gray rock as the name of this technique because she needed an object for people to channel when they were trying to use this technique. She says you don't just practice the gray rock method, you become the gray rock. She says there are gray rocks and pebbles everywhere you go, but you'll never notice them. None of them attract your attention. You don't remember any specific rock you saw today because they blend with the scenery. She says that's the type of boring you want to channel when you're dealing with one of these people. I think that's profound. And I wrote a post about this years ago at Queen Being where I talked about Skylar's method and the way that she talked about it, but I didn't know the story of how she came up with the method. It's pretty cool that she added this to the site, or maybe I just missed it before. Anyway, I wanted to share it with you. So that's what it all comes down to. If you're going through gaslighting, the best answer is to end the relationship and get away from that person. If you cannot do that, the next best thing you can do is gray rock method. Try it. It works. All right. Now this brings me to the question of the day. The question of the day is, have you been in a relationship with someone who has gaslighted you? And did you try the gray rock method? Did it work for you? If not, will you try it now? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. Before I go, I want to remind you, I'm going to leave a playlist for you right here. On that playlist, you're going to find a lot of helpful information on both gaslighting and the gray rock method, and a few other ways you can deal with gaslighting narcissists. So I hope you find that helpful. Go ahead and take a look at it right now. Before I wrap up for the day, I want to say thank you to my amazing channel members, those people who choose to support me through the YouTube membership program. Your contributions to this channel make it easier for me to make videos and to make better videos for you and to make more videos for you. So thank you so much. I appreciate that. You also help me serve the community in so many other ways so that more people can learn what narcissistic abuse is and how to understand what they're going through and then how to overcome it and evolve into the person they truly want to be. And that is truly my mission in life. So I sincerely want to say thank you so much for that. And to everyone who likes my videos, subscribes to my channel, comments on my videos, shares my videos, thank you. You are also helping me spread this message just a little bit further, and it really does mean the world to me. Thank you so much. As always, thanks for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. And hey, if you're still here, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.